This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently partly cloudy and 31 degrees. At least three people have died in a snowstorm in North Carolina. That storm canceled flights, closed schools, and has caused hundreds of car crashes as it spread ice and snow from West Virginia down to Georgia. Fox's Brian Yeans reports from Asheville, North Carolina.
The hardest hit state, North Carolina, where more than a foot of snow fell in some areas, damaging homes and businesses. Governor Roy Cooper is calling the snow a nightmare and a tragedy.
This storm dropped staggering amounts of snow, ice, and rain across our state. A year's worth of snowfall or more fell in some places.
But in other areas, people are taking the snow in stride. Kids and parents both enjoying a day off.
It's nice to have a white almost Christmas. We'll see.
Oh, I love it. As long as it doesn't last too long.
Travel is still a mess, with stalled cars and trucks forcing major road closures.
Transportation officials throughout the region warn that today may continue to be treacherous, as all that snow on the region's roadways could turn into ice. The Wichita Park Board has voted unanimously to refuse the proposed offer for the purchase of McDonald Golf Course. City said in a tweet that McDonald will stay a part of the city golf system. Park Board Commissioner Bill Ramsey says although McDonald was saved, he questions the city government's level of support.
If we as a city, if the city says we want to support golf, then we need the people who have the authority to make allocations of funds stand up and say, we support golf. If they don't do that, I can't promise that we're going to have the same result next time.
The board voted to put the Northeast Golf Course up for sale in October. Since then, only one offer was received. That was from Great Line Golf and Fitness of Kansas City for $850,000. Investigators are looking into a police shooting in northern Oklahoma that left a man wanted for robbery in Kansas dead following a chase.
The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says it's looking into the shooting death early Monday of 39-year-old Shane Adair Wintling after a police pursuit involving officers from the Perry Police Department and Noble County Sheriff's Office. The OSBI says Wintling brandished a gun after a clerk at a convenience store in Wichita refused to sell him beer Sunday night. After Kansas authorities released details of the robbery, Oklahoma police spotted Wintling's vehicle near Perry and a chase ensued. Investigators say the police used a tactical maneuver to stop Wintling's car, and he was shot and killed after he exited his vehicle while brandishing a firearm. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council meeting today will look at several issues. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
It should be a relatively simple meeting. We've got to finalize the contract for the team that we're going to select for building the baseball stadium. They've got, a lot of work to get done in a short amount of time. And then we're working on potentially a new water treatment facility, but I think we're going to delay that a week.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show right here on KNSS. Wichita officials are pushing for Amtrak to restore rail service in the city that hasn't had a passenger train service for nearly 40 years.
But Sedgwick County officials aren't ready to embrace the plan. The Wichita Eagle reports that City Hall's lobbying agenda for the state legislative session beginning next month shows that bringing back the rail service is a top transportation priority. The city says passenger rail is critical to attracting and retaining young workers as well as providing safe travel for an aging population. But Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Dave Dennis says he can't make a decision on the issue until he knows the service's costs and benefits. An Amtrak spokesman says more than 1,700 Wichita travelers took its bus to connect with the train in Newton over the past year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump is going on the offense, calling hush money payments to women claiming they had affairs with him private transactions. That comes in the wake of court filing documents about the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Some Democrats claim those payments mentioned in the documents could land the president in prison. Fox's Catherine Herridge is in Washington with more.
According to the Cohen sentencing memos, federal investigators allege campaign finance violations over admitted payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal. While President Trump denies having any affairs and has not been accused of any crimes related to the payments, the filing identifies him as individual one. Quote, as Cohen himself has now admitted, with respect to both payments, he acted in coordination with and at the direction of individual one.
The incoming Democratic chair of the House Intel Committee, Congressman Adam Schiff, says President Trump could be indicted as soon as he leaves office. KNSS News Time now, 6:05. KNSS, 6:11 now here on a Tuesday morning, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Well, Steve, have you enjoyed those low, low gasoline prices we've had?
Yeah.
Well, too bad. They're going up now. They're going the other direction.
Well, actually, yes, we knew that would happen.
Yeah, they're still relatively low out there, but we did see a 10 cent a gallon increase. So right around 189 yesterday, 199 this morning.
Yeah.
If you spot a station that hasn't changed, the time to go ahead and fill up, because a lot of stations, those gasoline prices going up 10 cents a gallon, $1.99 a gallon. Today, traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And crude prices were down yesterday, by the way. Let's check the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cold and quiet start to the day, but high thin clouds will start moving in from the west. A big warm-up this afternoon, our high 57 with south winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight's low 29, sunny and a bit cooler tomorrow with a high 53. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, south wind at 12 miles per hour and 31 degrees. 6:12 with Steve and Ted, Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. Sunny and mild Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 45 degrees yesterday. Normal high for the date is 44. And before we do anything else, we'd like to mention a statewide silver alert for a missing man from Beloit up in the north central part of the state. The Mitchell County Sheriff's Office has requested the Kansas Bureau of Investigation issue a statewide silver alert for this missing Beloit man, Harold Keith Schamburg. He's 83 years old. We don't know where he is. Schamburg is a white male who has not been seen since he left his home around 7 p.m. December 10th. He was driving a red 2015 Lincoln MKX with personalized tag LILBRD. Schamburg is 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighs approximately 175 pounds, gray hair, brown eyes. He suffers from dementia and may be confused or disoriented. If you think you are in contact with Mr. Schamburg, contact the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office. That's in Beloit. This man's been missing for, just a day or so, but they're pretty worried about him. 83 years old. Keith Schamburg. By the way, Jed, we do have a photo of, a photo of the car or a similar car?
Yeah, we've got a photo of a very similar car and a photo of the man himself.
All right, so that's, you can find that on our webpage, knssradio.com. Ted Woodward back in the house this morning. Good morning, Ted.
Hi there.
Here we are again. December 11th.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since Thursday.
Been a while, hasn't it?
Everything all right?
Yeah. Things are going well here.
Good.
On this date in 1972, Apollo 17's lunar module landed on the moon with astronauts Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt aboard. They became the last two men to date to step onto the lunar surface.
Yeah, that was the last human moon landing.
I did not realize that. That was 1972's
46 years
ago. Yeah, last time we had somebody on the moon. I guess we went up there and found out everything we needed to know. And I'm talking about every scientist in the world, everything we need to know about the moon. Now let's go on and do something else. 1972, that surprised me. It really did. You know, I just, this morning I went up upstairs here at the large building in which we work, and went up to the vending machines that are upstairs in the, in the lobby area. Bought myself a nice Mr. Good bar to start the day.
Ooh, that's a good breakfast.
I like that. Yeah, it's good flavor. And then I got downstairs and I did my research for the show, and I found this story about vending machines. One of the choices no one wants to see in a vending machine, a live rat.
Well, no.
But that's what students found at Atlantic Community High School in Delray Beach, Florida. Video shot by an 11th grader shows a rat crawling among the rows of packaged snacks in the vending machine. In the video, the brown rat seems as large as a snack-sized pack of chips. An official for the school system says the vending machine was turned off and locked down to keep students from using it. Oh, yeah. Like they're going to continue using this thing. An exterminator was summoned to take care of the unwanted selection. You see that? Rat, let's see. That's selection F7. It comes down, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder what they would charge for a live rat.
Well, the rat was obviously resourceful to get in there in the first place.
Find a place, get in there.
Secondly, you're in there with all the food you need for a while.
Oh, by the way.
Rat was probably
silly me.
Loving it.
That machine upstairs took my first dollar and didn't give me a Mr. Good bar.
Oh, boy.
So I put another one in, so I spent $2
for Mr. Good. $2 for a,
So I think I'm probably
should be about a...
about 25 cents.
25-cent candy
bar. I think
bar.
I'm probably not going to use that vending machine anymore. And I don't know how you contact to get your money back.
Exactly. You're just like, whatever.
Well, if you're planning a flight longer than 8 hours, Delta Airlines says you can't bring an emotional support animal with you. The rules for pups are getting tighter, too. Neither support animals nor trained service animals will be allowed on any Delta flights if they are under 4 months old. Delta says the changes take effect December 18th. The airline says exceptions will be made until February 1st for customers who already bought a ticket and asked to bring a support animal. Airlines are tightening rules on animals, saying their numbers have skyrocketed and some have relieved themselves or bitten other animals, and in one case, a Delta passenger. Now, people who fill out the forms to travel with a support animal avoid pet carriage fees. So there's what you got.
Oh, man. So, see, it's these idiots that have ruined it for the people that truly do need.
Yep, they're going to have to start charging folks a fee to take that animal on there.
These idiots. There's all, you know, people always have to ruin things.
Oh, yeah. There's always some knucklehead out there.
Yeah.
617 now, Steve and Ted. Well, last night, Ted, Shelly and I got out with our twin granddaughters, Jocelyn and Mary. They're 12, and they are making Christmas presents this year. So we had to go to Hobby Lobby to get all the stuff for these girls to make. I don't know how they're doing it. Some sort of a clay snowman. I should have said that. I'm giving it away. But we also stopped in at Freddy's. And I got the number 5. What's the number 5, Ted?
Is that the hot dog burger combo?
That's it.
I've gotten the number 5 many times.
The old number 5 at Freddy's.
That way you get a burger and a hot dog.
Yeah, you get the best of all worlds there.
It's good choice.
And it was fun. Be out with the girls last night doing some fun shopping. And the weather was really nice. By the way, just a quick note about the weather. I saw Marty Miller at Botanica yesterday for Illuminations. He says they are just going gangbusters.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
The weather's been good, and they've just had a great, great crowds every night. So there you go, at Illuminations. Have you been yet?
I did. Okay. I went last week.
Oh, did you? I'm thinking we're probably going to take our family Saturday night. We're kind of making a family tradition.
Nice.
Maybe if we can get all the grandkids and everybody, we did it last year. Of course, Shelly had just had her knees replaced last year, so she had to go in a wheelchair. This year, she's 100% though. So Illuminations.
There's a lot to see out there.
It's Botanica.
Fun.
A neat place. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And I don't know what you're going to start with. Maybe the new football coach at K-State?
I think so.
That'll be a good one, yeah.
It's been quite an off season for the Jayhawks and the Wildcats. New football coaches at both schools.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
K-State, the latest to make the move. Yesterday, the news that Kansas State is hiring 51-year-old Chris Kleiman. Kleiman is head coach, taking over for the retired Bill Snyder. Kleiman has had a hugely successful run up at North Dakota State, going 67-6, winning 3 national titles. He may win a 4th.
I saw that in his
2 wins away from another
I
national
thought in
title.
The story today, this guy looks like he's a winner so far, right?
Of course.
He wins.
His former athletic director at North Dakota State, Gene Taylor, who is now his new boss at Kansas State, hired him at North Dakota State 5 years ago. North Dakota State is in the national semifinals of the FCS playoffs. It's a 6-year contract worth nearly $15 million. Chris Kleiman has not been at the Division I upper level since he was the defensive backs coach at KU 21 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And he spent some time at some smaller level schools, and now he's making the jump back into FBS Division I as head coach at Kansas State University. Chris Kleiman is the new head coach at K-State. We'll talk pro football tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, the weekly show at 7 o'clock tonight, right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. As the Chiefs have clinched a playoff spot already with 3 games to go, Chiefs getting ready on a short week to host the San Diego Chargers on Thursday night. You'll hear that game right here on KNSS. They'll talk about it tonight with Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Speaking of which, we'll have our weekly visit with Mitch this week on Thursday morning instead of Friday.
Okay.
So if you want to preview the game, we'll be with Mitch on Thursday morning.
Good.
So make sure you're here on Thursday at 8:15 a.m. for that one. Last night, wrapping up the week in the NFL, Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks at home in the rain beat the Minnesota Vikings 21-7. Starting at strong safety for the Seahawks, Bradley McDougald, former Kansas Jayhawk, had a couple of tackles, broke up a couple of passes. Starting wide receiver for the Seahawks, former Kansas State Wildcat Tyler Lockett, had five catches for 42 yards and did catch a two-point conversion in the fourth quarter to put the Seahawks up 14-0. Both these teams are still in playoff spot contention in the NFC. Seahawks have won four in a row and are playing some really good football right now. We'll talk college basketball tonight on KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Of course, the Jayhawks were the preseason number one team. But so far during the regular season, other teams have been jumping over them into the number one spot.
Yeah.
But not this week. Kansas is now the number one team in both the Associated Press and the coaches' polls at 8-0.
Good.
As number one Gonzaga lost, so Gonzaga falls out. KU number one, Duke number two. Kansas State is 24th this week in the coaches' poll. Wichita State women's basketball team is home today at noon at Coke Arena, hosting Grambling State, the annual Schoolhouse Rocks Shocks Kids game. There will be thousands of school children at Coke Arena.
Yeah.
It's always the loudest Coke Arena game of the year without anything even coming close to it.
And some of those kids aren't even paying attention to the game. They're just loud.
Anytime the ball is dribbled, anytime the ball is shot, there is screaming from about 9,500 kids. It's a pretty amazing phenomenon.
Fun.
If you haven't checked that out, you can go today at noon. That'll be at Coke Arena for the Shocker Women. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Another squabble over a nativity scene. That's on the way, Stephen Ted of the Morning on KNSS.